Jigsaw's pilot.
All right, well, see ya. Thanks, Jigsaw. I learned a lot of lessons. I'll see you in the next movie or something. Bring me back. That's what you do, right?
Do you want to see my trike?
I'm good. Bye.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Just like a chocolate milkshake, we are crunchy.
Yeah, baby. But don't leave us too long because we'll get soggy.
We will get soggy.
And nobody likes a soggy podcast.
Not a soggy podcast, for the love of God. Hey, today we're doing the movie Saw.
The horror movie.
It feels like there should be more to it, but it's such a simple title. But sometimes the good ones are.
I didn't realize that this title was actually named after the saw blade in the movie.
What did you think it was? Like after they saw something?
I don't know. I didn't think they'd be that simple. But it turns out they were.
I'm going to be honest. I love this movie. I love the franchise.
Yeah, you really told me a lot about it.
I admit it. It's trash. It's a trash movie. It's a trash franchise. But I love it. I love it. I love the challenges. I loved this before I knew escape rooms were a thing. So I was like, this is kind of cool.
It's like the original escape room.
It really, really is.
But fatal.
And like it started, and I'm going to hit you with some fun facts because I do love this movie. The budget was like barely anything, $1 million, which is like nothing in movie standards. And it ended up making like $100 million.
That's an amazing return.
On something that like, I mean, and let's be honest, the acting is not great. They certainly did not invest their money in that. I imagine it was a lot of sets and props and that sort of stuff. But I love it. It's a good movie.
No.
What are you, a critic with a 50% rating on Rotten Tomatoes? That's what it got.
That is probably what I would give it. I think 5 out of 10 is a fair result.
Audience, 84%.
Audiences are dumb.
Okay.
Including our own. I don't mean that.
No, you've said it now. We're going to leave it in. Before we go any further and you give us the synopsis, I'm going to draw a character from the random character suggestions from our dumb audience. Well, that's your words, not mine.
No, I never said dumb.
What did you say again?
I don't remember.
Audiences are dumb, including our own.
All right. I've got Barney Stinson forgetting his own catchphrase. That's the guy from How I Met Your Mother. Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, it is too.
He's like the cool guy, right?
What was his catchphrase? I actually don't remember.
I don't remember, so this is going to be so good.
That's going to be really authentic.
Really authentic. So yeah, but he did have catchphrases, right?
He did. He had a catchphrase. I just don't remember what it was.
Was it like, I'm banging your mum?
It's not
I'm Barney Stinson.
He had the book.
I was going to say, how you doing? But that's Joey.
Well, that's Joey.
Friends.
That's what I thought of as well.
Do we know? What is his phrase? People are yelling right now at their podcast, right now
they
on the
are.
Train, and people are screaming at them. Oh my God, what's going on? Okay. I did a quick Google. I have the phrase.
What is it?
It's suit up.
That's his catchphrase?
Mm-hmm.
It's suit up.
He always wore
that
suits.
That sucks.
He had a bunch of phrases. Would you like to hear them all?
No.
Go for Barney.
I thought I said no.
What's up? Legendary. He always said legendary. Like he starts the bit.
Legend.
Wait for it. Dairy.
I'm lactose intolerant. I can't take dairy.
No, but that was one of his jokes he once said. He's like, legend, you better not be lactose intolerant. Dairy.
Oh, what a bad show.
And what a bad suggestion from our dumb audience. Anyway, our synopsis please, Corey.
Okay, Saw follows two men, Adam and Dr. Lawrence Gordon, who awake and chained in a grimy bathroom.
Been there.
Realizing they are the latest captives of the Jigsaw Killer, a twisted moralist known for forcing his victims through brutal games to test their will to live.
Feels like it's like two stories that they kind of crammed together to make a movie. Really, the movie to me is just like that room. When I watched it again, I forgot all the outside stuff happening. And I was just like, I just remember the room part, you know, it starts off, there's a dead guy in the middle. By the way, obviously, spoilers incoming, but the dead guy who's not really dead in the middle, and then you obviously got the two people. I forgot all the other stuff. I forgot at the end how it's like the other guy wasn't Jigsaw who was kind of doing the other stuff.
Yeah.
I forgot it all.
It was pretty, I mean, from that perspective, I went into it with fresh eyes, and I was quite pleasantly surprised, I guess. When you don't, you only get to watch something for the first time once.
So true.
And
unless you meet, and I forgot. I did forget a lot of it, so I was kind of like, oh, this is new.
That's your amnesia.
Oh, yeah. Who said that?
Oh, no. It's getting worse. If you'd like to donate to Alan's...
suit up! I'm sorry.
Alan's amnesia hotline.
It's weird that I have a hotline, but it's the only way I know how to raise money. People are like, do a GoFundMe, Alan. Trust me. I'm like, nah, hotline.
Yeah, it's 1-800-DUMBFUCK.
Far out. Holding back the punches today. All right, so... adding Arnie to this movie, I can tell you right from the get-go, it's immediately going to improve the acting, no matter where we put him, because the acting in this movie, it ain't so good. Am I right?
No, mate. There's not even a name I recognize on the cast
list. It's not about names. It's about the acting ability, and it certainly was not there. No offense, every actor that's in this movie. I want to kick it off first by Arnie being Jigsaw.
Okay.
He's got a cool deep voice.
He does.
They throw a few effects on that boy, bad yep. boy. You're laughing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea, but because you kind of hear him when they record the first message and he plays it back over again, there's a little secret clue in the message that's
yeah.
left.
Yeah.
Look for the X. But it's an old man. He ain't good with technology doing the jigsaw stuff.
No.
So I like the idea of Arnie trying to record these messages that are going to play on these tape recorders, but he's really got one shot at it, you know?
Yeah.
So let's do it.
Okay.
Okay. This is the ultimate challenge. I'm going to get revenge on Dr. Lawrence Gordon and Adam, that seedy piece of shit. I just need to lay down a track, a hot track, record it into this
Honey!
Mic. Yeah, 1 second.
Honey!
I'm recording.
Dinner's almost ready.
Okay, I'll be right up, okay?
Did you want some iced tea?
Iced tea's fine, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, just gotta get my recording equipment, my microphone.
Sounds good, okay. Hello. Would you like to play a game? For too long, you've been messing with the wrong type of people, Doctor. And you're so bad. And I start again. There's... Okay.
Honey!
What? Oh, my God.
I heard you coughing. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm just choking on my own spit.
Dude, you need to take your medication.
Not yet. Not yet, okay? I'll do it with dinner, okay?
Do you need help?
No. I'm doing something down here, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Hello. Would you like to play a game? For too long, Dr. Gordon, you have been irritating people with your stupid ways. The way you constantly... There's that. For too long, Doctor... Oh, come on, man. What the hell is that?
No one can see. Right now, Corey is doing weird little wings with his hands. And that is the real beauty of podcasting, baby.
Just want you to pick up that it's a fly.
Oh, was it? I thought someone was sleeping, like a cartoon character with all those zeds. You took me right out of it.
Just slap it, man.
Okay. God. Oh, come on, man. How big is this mosquito? Get it. Okay. Jesus. I'm going to open up the window for some air. Oh, no, no, close it, never mind. Okay, all right.
Hello, would you like to play a game? For too long, Dr. Joe...
Meow.
Far out.
Meow.
Kitty, come here.
Meow.
Come here, kitty.
Meow.
Come here, kitty. Come here, go. Oh, this is... Oh, well, I can't get up now, it's on my lap.
Honey, have you seen the cat?
Oh, take that bloody... I think that's exactly the way it's going to go, right? Every single time. He can't get anything done in that house. This is why his wife's dead in the movie.
Oh, spoiler.
I think that's in the second, third.
I haven't seen
fourth,
it.
Maybe fifth, maybe seventh. I'm not sure.
Seven is too many films. And I'm
disagree. There's at least 10 of them. Now, another role that you would like to see Arnie in, Corey?
Yeah, so I was thinking along the lines of Arnie as the girl meeting Jigsaw on the bike.
That little toy puppet thing.
Yeah. So do you remember the scene, like, because it was kind of filling in the backstory of this jigsaw killer prior to the events of the movie.
Yep.
And there was this one girl who does get away.
Yes. And the chick from Becker.
What, Becker?
Remember the TV show
with
Becker?
With Ted Danson?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the girl. It's Linda from Becker. Oh. She has a real name, but I refuse to learn it.
Same. And she completes the challenge.
She gets the bear trap thing.
She got the bear trap reverse jaw breaker thing off her head.
Yep.
And then it's like, you know, congratulations, you've solved it. And the door opens.
Yep.
And the jigsaw puppet, like, rolls in on a trike.
Yeah, hell cool like.
And I just thought, that's really random. Can you imagine Arnie seeing that kind of...
So you want Arnie as Linda?
I want Arnie as Linda from Becker.
Yep. And of course, she's just killed the person that, like, and then took the key out of their stomach. Is that what happens, right?
Yeah, she... I have an issue with that.
I know you do. That's why I brought it up.
So the key is in the guy's stomach on the ground, who's still alive.
Well, she thinks he's dead.
She thinks he's dead,
yeah.
And she opts to, instead of just making an incision.
Well, he's got a scalpel, right?
And cut slowly. Yeah. She just repeatedly goes up and down with the knife, just like from a distance.
Now, Corey's killed a lot of people in his time, and you can tell you that's not the way to kill someone.
I'm just saying, flesh is not what you think it's like.
Yeah.
And sometimes...
God, we're learning too much about you.
Sometimes you need to be a bit more gentle. Softly, softly, catchy monkey.
What the hell is that?
My math teacher said it. I don't know what it means, but I think it means take your time.
Okay. Let's do that scene. So Arnie's Linda.
Arnie's the girl who's just escaped.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. whole time.
I didn't mean it. You understand, you had the key in you.
First, I'm on a TV show called How I Met Your Mother. You know, my classic phrases like,
Wait, Barney?
Suit on, baby.
No, that, I mean,
you
that
cut
was...
up my suit, man.
I did. I didn't mean it. My suit.
I'm a natural icon.
I mean, is this a hate crime?
You know, this isn't very legend good.
No, that's not it. That's not it. You meant to say dairy. Don't die.
Legend?
Yes.
Wait for it.
I'm waiting. You can
wait
do it.
Wait for
Don't
it.
Don't die. Say it.
Suit on.
Oh my goodness. It's a puppet clown on a tricycle.
Congratulations.
Thank you. What's your name?
Andy, as you finished the game.
I did. Did you know that was Barney from How I Met Your Mother?
I was very aware. For
Why?
Too long, Barney Stinson has been plaguing New York City with this horrible disease that he puts upon women.
What?
He has spread so much disease across the city that he needed to be taken out.
Like an STI?
Worse.
What's
worse
super, than an STI?
A super STI.
Oh, super.
So in a way, you're a hero, Linda from Becco. I refuse to learn your name.
Linda's fine. I'll take Linda.
Okay, Linda.
So, I mean, I got a couple of questions. You're a puppet.
Yes.
And you rolled in on your own.
Kind of.
Who's...
There totally wasn't someone around the corner who pushed me.
Is there someone...
And they ran off into the darkness and now talking to you via walkie-talkie.
Is there someone around the corner?
No.
Can I talk to them?
No.
Okay, so...
No.
I got out. I got the jawbreaker off my jaw.
Sure did. Nailed it.
Freaking awesome, right?
Yeah, you're totally not going to do drugs now, right?
No, I mean, I've been through some really traumatic stuff.
This one
And I work with Ted Danson.
Oh, and he is, well, not always a delight from what I've heard.
You know what they call him? The white Bill Cosby.
Pretty sure they don't. Pretty sure they called Barney Stinson that. You just killed him. Yeah, that was another part of this whole situation.
Oh. So anyway...
Yes, please move this along.
Just wondering...
Because I just want to clarify that Ted Danson is a saint. And I enjoy his new podcast with Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, they kind of like relive
Ted Danson has a podcast?
Yeah.
With Woody Harrelson?
Yeah, it's really good. It's on the Team Coco Network.
Oh my goodness,
yeah,
celebrities
really
are taking over podcasting and taking away from the little guy.
Yeah, that bit
is nothing
that,
sacred
that,
anymore?
That bit does shit me a little bit, if I'm being real with you, Linda from Becca. I've got to be honest.
So am I free to go now? Like, I got out.
I mean, of course, if Team Coco are listening and they want to add a new podcast without any celebrity factor, besides besmirching names of people who are already on their podcast network by referring to them as White Bill Cosby, then we are, as always, available.
But... Conan,
if you are listening,
if you are listening and you don't like what we're doing,
I was always Team Coco,
then I would have to say that you're just the red-headed Bill Cosby.
Choices have been made. Linda from Becco, your freedom has been granted. Congratulations. There is a sink on the way out. You can wash your hands.
Question before I wash my hands in the sink.
Yes.
Are you Russell Crowe?
No.
Is that
no.
who's behind this? Because I'm getting a real, no. Are you not entertained vibe.
I was trying to do like a menacing voice.
Your menacing voice sounds a lot like Russell Crowe in Gladiator.
I stand by it. Are you not entertained?
I'm very entertained.
Yeah, why wouldn't you be? Team Coco, are you listening?
Surely we just got ourselves on a network.
Surely that we're just locked in a deal right there. Another thing that I would love to see Arnie in is they have all these different moments where they're showing all the different jigsaw traps that go on.
Yep.
And there's a point where I'm like, Arnie could totally survive one of these traps, right?
Oh, for sure.
But they'd obviously make it Arnie-centric, you know? Like, the guy's a muscly man.
So it's like, you have a vanity for muscles.
So I like the idea of Arnie in this situation. Jigsaw explains the situation, and Arnie has to get out of the trap.
Okay.
So let's do it.
Wakey, wakey. Hello there.
Where am I? Who are you? Where am I?
My name is Jigsaw.
Where am I holding these weights?
You are now strapped to two heavy dumbbells.
They're not that heavy. They're for you. They're probably extremely strong and heavy. And
each dumbbell weighs... 150 kilograms.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's warm-up. But go on, please. Explain what I need to do. What am I doing here?
So.
Yes?
Each dumbbell.
Right here.
Is suspended above your head.
Right here.
They are connected.
Right here.
To those guns on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Now I see them. Cool.
If you drop the dumbbell.
Uh-huh.
the triggers will pull and it will spray molten hot ball bearings into your spleens.
That's not good.
Spleen, you only have one. Not spleens.
No, I have two. I see you've done your research. If you work out as much as I do, you get two spleens. That's a fact.
You're probably wondering why you're in this situation.
Oh, yeah. What the hell, man? What am I doing here?
You have been forging checks.
No. How do you know about that?
Because you sent me a check.
Oh, no.
And I tried to cash the check. And I needed that money to pay for my colon cancer.
Oh, no.
I'm dying.
Oh, no. And now what happened? You don't have any monies? I never thought about my there's consequences for my actions.
There are other consequences to your actions.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sad.
The other checks that you sent to the nunnery.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they look after the orphan children.
Oh, no. The orphan children are at play.
They were meant to pay for fire sprinklers in case there was a fire. There was a fire.
Oh, no.
Because some of the orphans took up smoking.
Oh, no. Of course they did, because they're so sad.
And it burned down. And you know what happens?
Yeah, what happens?
It went up so quick because orphans burn quickly.
Fun fact.
Highly flammable.
It's from the lack of parents that make them so flammable.
Your bouncing check has caused orphans to die.
Okay, so I'm in a challenge right now.
Yes.
I've got to hold these weights above my head.
Yes.
Or the guns will come and shoot me if I let it go. But I got to be honest, I'm not feeling so good about myself right now. So I think I might just... Like, you're probably right. I'm a bit of a piece of shit.
No. Wait, what?
I'm just a bit sad now. I think you're right, Mr. Jigsaw.
No, don't let go. I need you to live. I get off watching the games.
Yeah, no, I got that feeling. I can kind of see you through that two-way mirror over there. It looks like you're touching yourself. You are touching yourself, aren't you?
I am touching myself.
I just think I should just end this because...
No.
I don't even care about escaping, man. You made me sad. I didn't realize I was such a burden on society. I'm sorry, children. I'm sorry, dead children. I'm sorry, colon cancer man.
No.
I'm sorry about all this.
I need you to know that I forgive you. Let me call the orphanage right now.
Oh, I don't think they're going to answer. Yes. It's a very wet phone call.
Hello?
Oh, no.
This is Jigsaw.
I just
need you here to listen to this man. He has something he needs to say to you regarding the burnt down orphanage.
Okay, well, put him on.
Hey, hello.
Who is this?
This is the man who's kind of responsible for the orphanage burning down.
You bastard.
Fair. So I've been put in like a jigsaw situation where I've been told to kind of reassess my life. And if I survive this, then I guess I'll become a better person. But I got to be honest, once he laid out all the things I've done wrong, I kind of feel like I'm a bad guy. And I'm thinking about just killing myself right now.
Well, don't kill yourself.
But it's just I did so many bad things. Like, all your friends are probably dead now, right?
Orphans, not friends.
Yeah, all your orphan friends are probably dead now.
No, they're different.
What's different?
Well, they're orphans, but they're not my friends.
You weren't friends with any of the kids that perished?
I'm a nun.
Oh, I thought you were a kid. That's your nun voice, huh? Wow. I'm going to drop these weights now.
You're a piece of crap.
I'm okay with it. Bye.
No. Oh,
it's weird. It kind of just shot my other spleen, but my other one seems okay.
Oh, so you're still alive?
I can walk out of here now, right?
No. That's cool.
This thing's not even that hard to keep me restrained. I don't know where I'm going. I got a bleeding spleen over here. All right, well, see ya. Thanks, Jigsaw. I learned a lot of lessons. I'll see you in the next movie or something. Bring me back. That's what you do, right?
Do you want to see my trike?
I'm good. Bye. I mean, right?
You're right. My nun voice wasn't great.
I thought it was a kid. I want to keep the Arnie in Jigsaw challenges theme going.
Okay.
I want to bring it back to the movie, but, and I want to do essentially him as the doctor, Dr. Lawrence Gordon. So he is the one that wakes
severs
up
his
first.
Foot.
He cuts his foot off. Yeah. And so I kind of just want to redo the whole start of this scene where they're stuck in the room together. But Arnie as him, because I feel like Dr. Lawrence Gordon is a bit of a dumbass.
He does give off that impression, doesn't he?
For a doctor, he's very reactive, doesn't
brash.
Understand stuff. But Arnie's like way more switched on. So I'd love to play the scenario out, but this time it's Arnie at playing the role of Dr. Lawrence Gordon.
Okay.
Hey, over there. Be careful when you move, because there's a key in the tub with you, I think. There's a key in the... Oh, it's just gone down the drain.
Whoa, dude. What's going on? Whoa. Why am I in a bathtub?
Okay, so we could do a back and forth of dumb questions, but I'm just going to tell you what I know.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot. I'm chained to a pole right here.
Oh, you are?
We're in a weird
looking...
What am
I chained to? Oh, a dead hooker.
Yeah, you're very dead. Yeah, that hooker is very dead. You're also chained to a pole as well on your other leg. You're chained to a lot of things.
Oh, but this other hand's chained to the wheel,
yeah,
which is a banging track.
Yeah. What is happening over here? I knew that when I played the smarter role in this, I didn't realize that you would go even dumber as the original guy. But it's okay. I can make this work. So anyway, I was just wondering if you could explain things that are going on around you. Maybe have like a, I don't know, a letter or something, or figuring out how to get out of here.
Bro, let me have a look.
Have a look, man. We got time.
Name's Adam, by the way.
Yeah, cool. I'm going to check my pockets.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at this. I got a little tape player.
Oh,
it's a little tape.
Oh, let me have a look at my pocket.
What have you got in there?
I got a USB. Have you got a computer?
No, I don't have a computer.
So this is useless, is what you're saying.
Don't throw it away, but it could come in handy later.
Okay.
Yeah, do you have a tape player in your pocket anywhere? Or maybe
let me see. Oh, dude. This is a cassette player.
Oh, sick. We'll pass. I'm talking like you now. I don't know what's happening. I'm going to throw you my tape. Not suggest it the other way around, because that'd be dumb. And you play my tape. Ready?
Okay, catch here it. We go. Plop. Dude, it went in the toilet.
Yeah, pick it out. It'll be fine. It's just a cassette. It's fine.
Yeah, but it's crap.
It's fine. Play the tape.
I got to put my hand in there.
It's fine. You can get over it. Oh, God, that's a roast sound. Okay.
Okay, here we
play
go.
Play the tape.
Hello. As you can see, you are now in a game.
Oh.
You are chained to a pipe.
Yeah, clearly.
And the other guy is chained to the wheel, to a dead hooker, and to a pipe.
While you were talking, I just noticed there's a little X behind me. I'm going to smash this wall out. Oh, look at this. Oh, there's like a little container full of things.
Bruh,
oh, that's nice.
How did you do that?
I don't know. I just kind of like, I'm good at escape rooms, you know? I just kind of love
this
stuff.
As you can see behind you, somewhere in the room.
Oh, done that. I've done the X thing already.
Hey,
you want to turn the lights off? Sometimes they have glow-in-the-dark clues over there.
Oh, let me have a look.
Oh, look at that. There's a love heart behind the toilet. I'll go through that.
What, you want me to have a look in this love heart?
Yeah,
dude?
Please. Do have a look, man.
Okay.
Hey, is that guy in the middle breathing?
He does look like he's a little bit breathing.
As you can see, there is a dead man in the middle
of
the
room. No, he's totally breathing. I can see him breathing a little bit.
Ignore the dead man in the room.
He's totally breathing. Look at him. I'm going to throw things at him until he responds. Wait. I knew it! I knew he was alive this whole time!
Okay, it's me, Jigsaw.
Whoa, that's a twist, guys. M. Night Shyamalan. Yeah, cool. Wait, so how you pre-recorded these little cassette
tapes? I recorded the message.
Yeah, and now you're there.
And now it was meant to be a surprise twist.
Oh, that's so crazy. I figured that so quick.
You and your surfer dude.
Yeah, cool.
What's
up with, can I ask a question? What's up with the saws? What's that all about?
The idea was for you to saw off your own foot.
But why would I do that when the key's behind this wall here? Psh! Yeah, there's the key.
God damn it, how did you know the key was there?
I'm so good at escape rooms, I love them. They're so good. You'll see my picture in all the escape rooms around, but what you don't know is secretly, I normally do the escape room first, and then I come back under a different name, then do it with a different group of friends and take a photo and put it on the wall.
Are you saying to me that you've been in this room before?
I have. Is Linda still working back there?
Linda is still working back
there. Yeah, hey, Linda. It's A, I'm back here.
Hi, Eddie.
Yeah, so yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
You will understand that you are now banned from this
establishment. Oh, man. I get it. Totally.
Bro,
cool.
What about me? Am I banned?
Yeah, who's this guy? What's up with him?
My name's Adam.
This is Adam.
Yeah, was I going to learn more about his history as the game day went on?
The plan was for you to learn more about Adam's history and make the decision to kill Adam before 6 o'clock.
I'll kill him if you want.
To save your family.
Why do I want to kill him? Is he bad to me or something? Is he like a pervert?
He slept with your wife.
Oh, that's fine. She does that with everyone. I'm too busy with escape rooms to spend time at home.
Bro, you don't even care that I slept with your bride?
No, it doesn't matter, man.
She's a tender lover.
I'm sleeping with a lot of people. You know, I'm pretty busy myself.
So we're cool.
Yeah, man. Cool as hell.
Yo, Jigsaw bro, can I like get out of here?
Oh, you gotta figure it out yourself, man. You can't just have little handouts.
You mean I'm trapped?
Yay, man. Totally.
Eddie is right. You are now trapped.
Yeah.
We will create a new game.
Can I have a clue?
Jigsaw, you want to give him a clue? We're in this together now. Actually, I think that is how the movies actually progress. Fun fact. Or not. I forget how they work.
You know what?
Yeah?
I'm getting old.
Yeah. Well, you should wear a backwards baseball cap. You totally look younger in it.
I'm thinking I need to go on a shopping spree.
Okay, cool.
And someone as cool and hip as you, Eddie.
Yeah, not my name, but sure.
I think that you need to take me shopping and help me de-age myself.
Okay, well, backwards baseball caps coming in hot. All right, well, we're going to go now. See you later.
Adam, goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Let the game begin.
Oh, daunting music now?
Dude, where are you going?
Dun 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 dun.
Where'd that music come from?
Dun dun dun.
I'd like to get out now.
See ya. He literally died at the end. And I think that's the movie.
I think that's
man.
How it goes.
I think that's how it goes.
Dare I say?
Please.
And we often say this ironically at the end of each podcast.
Hmm.
You'll be like, I think we made that movie better.
Yeah.
But I think we made Saw better with Arnie.
Don't hate on Saw. You're right. But don't hate on Saw. Arnie as Jigsaw works for me. Arnie is one of the people in there works for me. And Linda from Becca made an appearance. I mean, what more do you want?
It was fantastic.
Hope you enjoyed the episode. Of course, if you want to get involved in our podcast, there is many ways to do that, Corey.
Yes, you can leave us a rating on Spotify. That helps us a lot. You can also leave us a comment there now. It's a new function. You can check us out wherever you listen to, whether it be Apple Podcasts. You can give us a star rating on that one. Don't forget, we are on social media. Instagram, TikTok, our Facebook group. Join it. Make a suggestion of a movie you want to see or a character could appear from the bowl.
Absolutely. And also, big announcements coming soon regarding maybe some live shows.
No, we're going to lock the doors and everyone has to escape.
Oh, yeah, it's nothing to do with this.
Saw live.